By its nature, antimatter is a tricky substance. After all, whenever it comes into contact with normal matter, the two mutually annihilate and release massive amounts of energy. Obviously, that property of antimatter is attractive to anyone wishing to generate power, and that's led to much speculation in science fiction about the possibility of antimatter drives. There are a number of hypothetical ways to do this. One is the antimatter rocket, of which there are numerous theoretical designs for and would work in principle. And there are some concepts that are just pure science fiction, such as those featured in the warp cores of Star Trek. The viability questions of any of those ideas aside, they all share a fundamental problem, that of creating sufficient quantities of antimatter for realistic usage. Whether that can be done is an open question. We really don't know how practical using antimatter will be in the far future. All we do know right now is that it's really difficult to manufacture, for us, but maybe not for someone more advanced. And there are also natural sources of antimatter, such as positrons, which opens up the possibility for mining. I admit that positron mining is a speculative stretch, but if you could figure out a way to magnetically capture and contain positrons, there is a massive, natural spraying fountain of the things near the center of the Milky Way, thought to be related to giant star formation, though no one knows for sure. For whatever reason, the antimatter fountain seems to currently be an obscure area of astronomy since little has come out about it since the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory discovered it back in the 90s. See my video in the end screen on this galactic antimatter fountain, and an article linked below for more on the subject. The point is, it may well be possible that advanced alien civilizations are already employing antimatter propulsion in the galaxy, and if they are, the natural question to ask is, can we detect evidence of that from a distance? Can antimatter propulsion be a technosignature? This gets into a tricky question within SETI. The tendency is to assume that whatever you might detect in space, say as a radio beacon, would probably need to use massive amounts of energy. This tends to skew things towards planets and star systems where natural energy sources are readily available, such as a star, so we look in those places predominantly. This has more to do with our understanding of ourselves and how we do things rather than alien civilizations, since we really don't know what those look like yet. We can only speculate. As a result, some energy sources, such as black holes and neutron stars, aren't well studied for their potential uses that aliens might employ. Yet they are obvious sources of energy, but what if ships using antimatter? Would they produce characteristic emissions? Such a thing might be located anywhere in the galaxy, even in the depths of deep space, but what would you look for? One possible technosignature related to antimatter propulsion was put forth in a paper by Michael Harris in 2002, linked below. He points out that antiprotons are rare in nature. We see them with cosmic rays created at very high energies, i.e. hot antiprotons, but any cool ones created during the Big Bang have probably long ago annihilated when coming into contact with normal matter. At the same time, they can be created artificially in our labs, opening up the possibility of an advanced civilization manufacturing them and using them for energy. As a result, the annihilation of antiprotons should produce a characteristic gamma ray signature that we should be able to detect and identify. And more, if it is a spacecraft moving at high speed, it would exhibit Doppler shifts that would be inexplicable without an alien origin. So if we did see that signature, it would mean that there's either some crazy new physics creating it that we don't understand, or perhaps, more likely, we found evidence of an alien civilization. Harris details in the paper that he used data taken from an instrument on the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory to search for just such a signature. He admits that the equipment wasn't likely to find much unless it was close, and that future equipment would be better suited for looking at a distance. So he found nothing, except one exception. Now, this is a case where the universe loves to play tricks and confound. The source was a quasar, QSO2206+650. As if quasars in general weren't mysterious enough. The author notes that there were issues with the detection, and I have to add here that quasars are extremely distant, and when that light left, there likely had not been enough time elapsed in the universe for life to arise, and that all made the quasar a poor SETI candidate, but a mystery nonetheless. But there was one more strange thing. The author notes that the variable light curve he expected to be produced by an alien ship's proton-antiproton annihilation process was present with the quasar. It's very unlikely that's what that was, but it's one of those things that just makes you scratch your head and go, Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and be sure to check out my new book, Supermind, available in both ebook and paperback on Amazon, and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.